Harrisonburg, Virginia, is a place where the payphones have semi-DTF that pretends to be prepay. You pick up the phone, you get a first selector, and you can hear that, but you don't have a dial tone until you put a dime in. By the way, in 1974, Ben stopped in Harrisonburg, Virginia, on a trip back from California. But at that time, the recordable phones had not arrived yet, so he had to stick a pickup coil to an old-fashioned phone and pick up what he could.
Notice that the first dial tone you get is not really a dial tone. It's the line relay without dial tone.
Let's try dialing without a dial tone. Information about 713.
Well, enough of that awful recording. What make Harrisonburg most unique are the carrier systems, and most of those are a type or types that I've not heard anywhere else. To appreciate how unusual the Harrisonburg carrier systems are, I'll have to give you a feel for normalcy. Now, my expertise in this has to do with how they sound, not how they work. I do know that the early carrier systems, such as C carrier and O carrier, converted voice channels to radio frequencies and sent them together over open wires, using a different frequency band for each channel. The N carrier systems did something similar, sending radio frequencies over wire pairs with a separate pair for each direction. The L carrier systems used in the long-distance network used coaxial cable. But the L carrier systems were sometimes put together into supergroups and sent over microwave. This involved two frequency conversion processes at each end. As for T-carrier, well, I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's different because it's time division multiplex, pulse code modulation. Who cares? Anyway, the point is that as a phone freak, using these things from the outside rather than working with them on the inside, all trunks, be they wire, analog carrier, or digital carrier, are to me all just...
It's a series of tubes!
So with that caveat, let's go over the types of carrier that one would normally expect to find dialing from a payphone. The first group is the N1 family, which includes Western Electric's O, ON, N1, and according to one source, some N2 carrier. There are also systems with the GTE Lenkhert name, which are compatible and or equivalent with many of the aforementioned systems. In all of this group of systems, the 3700 Hz tone is used for supervision, though N2 carrier more often uses 2600. Where 3700 Hz is used, that is, of course, out-of-band signaling. That is, for each channel in the system, there's a certain range of frequencies that carries voice, and then there's a tone outside that band of frequencies, which is the supervision signal for that particular channel. And of course, there's one of those in each direction. Here is the quintessential N1 carrier sound from the last time in my life when I actually heard 3700 controlled carrier in the telephone network. It's October 1983, so late in the telephone history, at least from my point of view, that Pat Fleet, at that time called Pat Trumbull, is already doing recordings. This goes from a Stromberg XY in Dawsonville, Georgia, to a new digital office in Dahlonega, Georgia.
Please check the directory or try your call again. This is a recording, 404-864. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this...
That is the quintessential N1 carrier sound. It probably is the N1 carrier from Western Electric, or perhaps the Lenkhert equivalent, which I think was the 47A/N1. But it might be one of the other systems because the systems in this group tend to sound very much alike. What follows is confirmed O carrier.
This is a recorded announcement from Weeksville, North Carolina. The number you have dialed has been changed or disconnected. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. Thank you.
The N1 family of carrier systems all have a similar sound, but only some of them make a whooshing noise that decays away at the end of each ring or busy tone. And at the end of each syllable spoken.
This is a recording from 264, Woodville, North Carolina. Thank you.
Others aren't quite that extreme. They just make sort of a ringing sound along with the noises, but nothing that trails off after the end of each tone.
2301018 is not a working number.
You have reached a non-working number at Brooklyn College.
In area code 212, please check the number and dial again.
And some don't even do that. You get the same overall sound, but no singing along. The carrier systems in this family have a strong tendency to howl at a certain frequency range, usually between 5 and 700 hertz. Often there's more than one of those howl frequencies. The howl will sometimes go off, and that's because the adjacent channel from which the howl is coming has just come into use or gone off hook. So a trunk that sounds like this will suddenly start sounding like this, and then when that call finishes, it'll go back to this. On N1 carrier and O carrier, there are often two high tones present as well. One is the actual 3700 from the on-hook signal coming back, leaking through anyway, even though it's out of band. And then there's often a higher tone at around 4200. I haven't done any research to figure out where that comes from. The next family I want to discuss is the N3 carrier family. This group includes most Western Electric N2 carrier, all of Western Electric's N3 carrier systems, and their GTE Langhart equivalents. Since in-band signaling is being used for supervision with the 2600 Hz tone, these systems end up being a lot noisier in the on-hook condition, because the 2600, which is on continuously, coming back at us whenever we're dialing a call through it, waiting for a number to answer, or listening to a recording, that 2600 is very loud and it has to be reduced in volume by a notch filter, and that whole process adds a lot of noise. The classic sound of dialing into an N3 carrier trunk can be heard here. Ah yes, this is the sound we know and love. The 2600 Hz tone is quite audible here. Even though it's actually being notched out for the most part, it's really a lot louder than this. There's a lot of noise just from the fact that it's hitting a notch filter, and there are also some nice overtones at 5200 and 7800. Here are some other samples of this general N2, N3 sound. The 2600 Hz tone still is audible here. But it's not as loud as that first example we heard. So the notch filters for the 2600 do vary. Many trunks also have one or more whine frequencies in the voice frequency range. When these occur, they seem to always be there and have nothing to do with other trunks in the system. Another thing that varies is the high frequency response. Very often, the higher components of the carrier noise are simply not there, so that this sounds like this. Here are a few real-life examples of N3 family carrier noise that don't have all the high frequencies. Sometimes when the whining tones are present, but the high frequencies are not, N3 family trunks can sound very much like long-distance trunks. Now this sounds remarkably like a long-distance trunk, but it isn't. It's actually a local trunk from the old downtown step building on Auburn Avenue in Atlanta to Smyrna, which is less than 15 miles away. Here is a long-distance trunk that has a similar whine. Those examples cover the basic on-hook sound of the N3 carrier family, except for trunks that are composites of more than one type. For example, sometimes you'll get a wire cable pair trunk running to a nearby central office less than 10 miles away, where it is then connected into one channel of an N2 or N3 carrier system. Trunks like that can sound rather odd. Here's an extreme example. This is going to go out to a tandem over what sounds like a long wireline trunk. So far, this just sounds like a long wireline trunk with lots of meaningless background tones, a typical pattern. But then, ka-cheep! Now we know this trunk is only wire part of the way. Another common composite sound is when T-carrier and N3 family carrier are combined in such a way that the T part of the connection is in the middle and the 2600 Hz tone is running right through the T-carrier. Now when you take a pure 2600 Hz tone and you represent it digitally using only 8 bits of straight pulse code modulation, that changes the waveform significantly so that it's no longer a sine wave and it adds some ugly overtones. Now, of course, when that's coming down a trunk, it's notched out from the caller's point of view, so the 2600 tone mostly disappears, but the ugly overtones come right on through. That was put together using the computer. Here's a real-life example of it. Trunks in the N3 family never whoosh the way some trunks in the N1 family do. But many do have kind of a sing-along effect, which is somewhat similar to the typical N1 sound I know from New York. That effect when it happens is much more subtle than on N1.
2-3-0-1-0.
With the N3 family, it more often is heard when the trunk is off-hook.
Sunny today with a high in the upper 70s, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
In the off-hook condition, N3 family trunks are much quieter than in the on-hook condition. For example, this, when it goes off hook, sounds like this. On hook, off hook. It's a lot quieter here, on hook. This example is from Oyster Bay, Long Island, to Hempstead, Long Island. But let's compare it to this one, a long-distance trunk from Raleigh, North Carolina, to Hempstead, Long Island. This would be, of course, the L carrier family, which I won't be discussing much here, and when this trunk goes off hook, it doesn't get a lot quieter. We're on hook now. Let's do that flash again. Supervision noises on this tape are a little compressed, but doesn't matter. The point is, the background noise doesn't change much. Of course, on most of the phone tapes, we don't hear the N3 family off hook because we're dialing calls that don't go through, but there are some recordings, thanks to AIS and TSPS, of phone noises coming through off hook N3 carrier trunks.
Yeah, operator, do you have any information on the local calling area from here?
Do what? Say that a different way.
The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
You may dial number now. Please dial the you are calling. Please hang up and dial 0 plus the number you are calling.
Some of the N3 family trunks, when they are off hook, have a shaky 2600 tone. It's usually not very loud, but in some cases it's quite pronounced. Now, with all the tapes of 2600 controlled local carrier in the Bell system, and knowing that those are all N2 or N3, you'd think you'd be able to tell the two apart by the sound. N3 is single sideband using solid state equipment. N2 is basically AM using tube equipment.
It's a series of tubes.
Shh. Yet there don't seem to be two distinct sounds. As I go through the tapes, they all sort of blend together in one family. The only clear duality I observed in listening to the tapes was in the RF crosstalk. When it occurs, it sometimes sounds like this, sort of shaky and AM-ish, and other times it sounds like this. That might indicate something. Now, since the tape library extends from 1970 to 1987, there's plenty of T-carrier, and I don't want to spend any more time on it here. You'll hear it all over this webpage, except in the Tidewater area so far. But in case you're wondering what T-carrier sounded like when it first began to appear in 1969, here's what it sounded like. When Bill first started hearing this, he thought that there was some sort of a loose connection, a wire falling off. It just didn't seem credible that such a thing could have been done on purpose. Of course, there are many local interoffice trunks that are just a pair of wires, especially in New York. Those have a wonderful sound of their own, which I won't discuss here. But better than 95% of the local carrier sounds on these tapes, all of them, fall into one of those three carrier families. The N1, the N3, or T. The exceptions to this are very few. One exception was in the Elizabeth City area. The trunks from Edenton to Elizabeth City, which were 2600 controlled, turned out not to be in the N3 family at all. They were in the L family, the GTE Lenkert equivalent of L carrier going over microwave, and that's why they were so quiet.
This is a recorded announcement from Weeksville, North Carolina.
It was really a long-distance type trunk being used for a very short run in the local network. There's a mystery carrier type in the Tidewater area that makes the tones sort of roll. And there are other trunks in independent areas that are very quiet, clearly not a plain cable pair, definitely analog, and have no distinctive background noise at all. One of those quiet, nondescript analog trunks turned up in the Harrisonburg area. Let's pick up a Harrisonburg payphone and dial 289. Let me stop the tape right here for just a second. 2-8 put us into a trunk to another office. The 9 in that office is absorbed. This trunk is super quiet, very clear, has no distinctive hum or fuzz. There is a soft whine in the background. But that, as later calls will reveal, is actually the selector power supply noise in this other office. The trunk itself is just silent. And the Bell system doesn't have these. But it's not unique to Harrisonburg. Anyway, let me restart the tape and dial a vacant level.
The number you have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia is not...
The vacant level arrangement does have a dial tone sound on it, and that's actually the loudest noise right now.
The number you have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia is...
She pronounces it McGackiesville, and it's actually McGackiesville. I'll just call it 289. Now, the high frequencies on that trunk roll off between 3200 and 3300 hertz. Unlike cable pair trunks, there aren't a lot of whines and there's no resonance. This is really a carrier trunk. But unlike most carrier trunks, there's just no added noise. And there's no fuzz like T-carrier trunks. This could be an early type of transmission system that doesn't squeeze a lot out of its medium, like it might be a system that maybe gets only 4 channels on a pair of open wires. But I'm just guessing. Now, 289 is 17 miles away from Harrisonburg. My home was 17 miles away from Manhattan. If I'd had trunks like this between my Long Island home and Manhattan, it might have been worth the message units.
New sources of revenue.
Revenue. I love it.
No. Anyway, while we're here, let's just call the ring and the busy in this office and again go over this nondescript trunk. Dead silent except for some dialing crosstalk from other trunks. Amazingly quiet. But we didn't come this far just to hear some nondescript trunk that makes no sound. And the trunks to 289 are not all the same. From a different Harrisonburg payphone, let's call 289. So much for quiet trunks to 289. This is actually quite noisy. It's even noisier than the M3 family. But unlike the M3 family, which gets quiet when it goes off hook, this stuff pretty much stays the same, off hook or on hook. The voice frequency band seems to roll off at about 3250, very much like the last trunk, but not only is this noisy, but there's a definite tone at 6900. You know, now that I hear it that way, it actually sounds like several tones around 6900 Hz. A lot of these Harrisonburg carriers have that. We'll hear later from the tributaries that when these trunks go on hook, there is no tone burst, so they're not using in-band signaling. If tones are being used for supervision here, it might be 3450, just outside the voice frequency range, and that would produce an overtone at 6900. I'm of course using filtering after the fact to isolate out those tones. Let's just zoom in on the range of 2900 to 3500 and see what's going on there. Well, you know, that doesn't sound very much like tones. That just sort of sounds like filtering byproducts. There's a low-pass filter around 3300 or so, and this carrier system is so noisy that the noise hitting that filter could end up producing those tones at 6900. So it's a distinctive sound, all right. It just may have nothing to do with supervision tones. All right, let's go ahead and dial the 9 of 289, which will absorb, then a vacant level, and we'll hear her say McGackiesville through this system.
The number you have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in McGackiesville, Virginia.
By the way, some of these recordings are made from a payphone that sometimes gets originating equipment that doesn't let you hear the selector cut-in noises. The effect of this is that after you dial a digit, instead of hearing the normal selector cut-in noise, which makes kind of a, it just sort of cuts back late. Messes up the selector noises, but we can pretty much tell what's going on. Let me mention here that on all of the tribs, when you dial the second digit of the office code from here, you cut into the trunk, and then the third digit is absorbed in the tributary. The tapes do not reveal whether those third digits of the office code needed to be dialed. All right, let's try calling another tributary, 249. Well, this trunk is definitely a different flavor than the last one, as far as the noise goes. But analytically, it's pretty much the same. There's still a 6900 Hz peak in the noise. And as you'll hear the way voice comes through it, it sounds pretty much the same. And I checked, it rolls off at around the same place. So I think this is the same carrier type as the last one. It just has a different noise, and as the last one did, lots of it. There is a strange ghostly howling sound in this particular sample, but I think that's coming from noise at the payphone and is not relevant. It's not on the next call. Here's the third digit of the office code followed by a vacant level, and then after that we'll call a ringing number.
The number you have reached in Grottoes, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Grottoes...
Let's try calling 298. Here's another one with a distinctive noise of its own, plenty of it, and the same basic overall pattern as the last two. We dialed 29, and that was enough to get into this tributary. The third digit of the office code 8 will be absorbed, and we're going to dial this time a vacant number. After that, we'll call a ringing number.
You have reached in Elkton, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
Elkton actually has a separate vacant level recording with a different text, but we'll be hearing that later. It's just as monotonous. But these carrier sounds are not. We've just gotten three different carrier sounds that appear to all be the same type of system. What country is this again?
Harrisonburg.
Oh yeah, that's right. Following are three calls to 269. Now the trunks here are quiet. You cut into them on 2-6, the 9 is absorbed. There is a power supply noise that sounds sort of like a sawtooth wave that appears to be on the Harrisonburg end of this. But if you listen carefully, you'll hear that this trunk, and I think we get the same trunk all three times, this trunk has a whooshing quality. All the clicks, every time we dial a number, at the end of the recording, at the end of the rings, this whooshing is reminiscent of what some N1 family carriers do. But this trunk doesn't sound like an N1 family trunk. It's actually a lot quieter. The whooshing effect is probably a result of a particular companding method.
Reached in Keeseltown, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Keeseltown, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up.
Well, so far there appear to be three distinct carrier types, none of which are found in the Bell system. The first is that super quiet type that has no frequencies at all above 3400, but sure sounds great for 17 miles away. I'm pretty sure I've heard that in other independent companies. Then we have the noisy kind that has no whooshing. And then there's the reasonably quiet type of carrier that whooshes. I hope my high-tech terminology isn't going over anyone's head here. Whooshes. The noisy kind.
Series of tubes!
Anyway, let's try another tributary, 234, and see what kind of trunks we get out there. You know, this is one of those quiet trunks like we got on the first call to 289. Sort of getting to know the sound now. All the clicks through this kind of trunk seem to have that same general, very satisfying, deep resonance to them. Sort of a mid-rangey, well, I can't really describe it. But in any event, let's dial the third digit. That will be absorbed. And then we'll dial a vacant level.
The number you have reached in Weirs Cave, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Weirs Cave, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
This particular office has a strange intercept arrangement on its vacant levels because first there's a series of soft ticks, and then there's a ring trip, and then finally the recording comes on. Here's the same thing from another phone call. That's another recording that doesn't reset when you flash. When we tried to find a ringing number in Weir's Cave, we instead had this happen. Ouch. In these steps, the power ring is separate from the audible ring, and sometimes the phone is ringing before you even hear anything. We didn't get a good 234 ringtone from Harrisonburg. It was actually very hard to find a working number there, but from the tributaries we did. All right, we've only got three more tributaries to spelunk through, so let's get to the next one, 879. It's a noisy one, and if it's like the others, the voice will sound warm, with no whooshing.
The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in... The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you...
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of enjoying hearing her voice start to falter a little bit.
Please hang up and dial directory assistance. Directory assistance.
I mean, this is really getting monotonous, isn't it? Not the carrier systems, the recordings. And I did want to include those because it gives a sense of what voices sound like coming through these systems. The voice quality on the recordings is pretty good and does serve as a good test. The exception, of course, is...
Keezeltown, Virginia.
Keezeltown? Anyway, here's a ring in Dayton, Virginia. In the middle of this call, you can actually hear some RF crosstalk.
Thank you.
All right, let's call another tributary, 867. You'll hear some crosstalk here.
The number you have reached. The number you have reached in Hinton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
That trunk was one of those reasonably quiet, whooshy-type trunks, same as we got calling 269 Kieseltown. You know, I'm going to give these mystery carrier types some arbitrary names here. This carrier sound I'm going to call Mystery Type 3. It's pretty quiet, it whooshes, and often there's also a high-pitched tone singing along with the voice, and the ringtones, of course. Here's a ringing number in 867 Hinton, which also goes out on a Mystery Type 3 trunk. Goes another dime. Now, there's something on the tape here which shows that in 1976, there were still phone booths in this area. Or is it booths? I don't know. I haven't seen a phone booth in so long that the plural is a distant memory. In any event, a noisy truck is going by, and you can hear me telling Dave to close the door of the phone booth.
Get through with this first. You close the door. It's too much noise in here.
Much better. Closing the door and tightly covering the mouthpiece and earpiece really helps reduce the unwanted noise. I mean, after all, what is it that we came to this place to record in the first place?
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
You're damn right. Now there's one more trib left, 828. This goes out on what I'm going to call a Mystery Type 2 trunk. Very noisy, no whooshing. Ringiness at 6,900 hertz, that's a continuous ringiness, not ringing along with the sound, and the sounds that come through these trunks have a warm, pleasant sound. Oh boy, now this is another Type 2 trunk, but there are also two power supply noises added in. One of them is coming from the 828 office, and sounds like this. That's audible in this mess right now. The other added noise will be audible in a minute because 828's going to quiet down once we get on the recording trunk.
The number you have reached.
Okay, now you can hear a sound like this. That's coming from Harrisonburg.
The number you have reached in Bridgewater, Virginia is not in...
Next, a ringing number going over a Type 2 trunk again.
The number you have reached in Bridgewater, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached...
Thank you. One last thing before we go. It turns out that at least sometimes you can call the tributaries here through the callback circuit. Here's a call to 828 Bridgewater, starting to go through by dialing 719 plus the 7-digit number. When we get as far as 71982, you'll hear one of those Type 2 carrier trunks coming on, indicating that we are getting into Bridgewater via the callback circuit. Anyway, that's it for Harrisonburg proper, but we did visit most of the tributaries. In the next segment, I'll include stuff we recorded from there. By the way, I'm going to call those super quiet trunks that we got to 234 Weir's Cave, and initially to McGackiesville, whatever the heck it is, 289, I'm going to call those Mystery Type 1. Those trunks are super quiet and they have a very warm, pleasant sound to them. Now, these three trunk types that I am making up are just based on listening to the tapes. It's just a temporary opinion, the sort of temporary opinion that phone freaks have when we're listening to things that we haven't identified officially yet. Very often we would encounter things and get to know them before we knew what they were actually called. And by the time we spoke to either other phone freaks who knew or phone company employees, we would then find out, oh, that's N1 carrier, or whatever. This Harrisonburg system may never be fully explained. It may depend on whether we just happen to get in touch with people who used to work with this old carrier equipment who also remember how it sounded. Anyway, calls from the tributaries are next. Calls from Harrisonburg are presented in a different order than they were actually dialed. Several coin phones were used, and hum conditions did change. I've made a few edits that I believe are true to life, but there may be a continuity error somewhere. It would be during the noises in between phone calls, the coin return, and getting a new dial tone. If so, I apologize.